We're taking a little bit of shelter away in the back of a car here, actually. Well over 200 people here, I would say, coming to look at these windsurfers. Duncan Coombs is the head judge for the Red Bull Storm Chase. What are the waves looking like today?
Crazy. It's like over 10 metres, just as the forecast predicted. We're down at the Gwythion to Gudrevi side of the beach here in St Ives Bay. And we've successfully completed two heats with the four riders in the final of the Red Bull Storm Chase. And safety is saying that it's pretty much on their limits now. So we're going to go back up to the shelter of the Bluff to complete the competition this afternoon. And there'll be more run tomorrow morning.
What wind speeds have we got here?
Winds exceeded over 100k last night on the south coast through the night. And I think we're probably seeing gusts of up to 55, 60 knots.
You said you're exceeding the kind of safety levels now. What does that mean in layman's terms?
Well, we've got four jet skis here with very experienced crew. We've got the rescue teams that ride the big waves down in Portugal and Ireland, the two famous breaks there. So the guys know what they're doing. They're all heavily trained. And when they say that they're on the limit, then it's time to stop. So we're happy that no one's got hurt and we've had a really good show here. And now we're ready to go back to the Bluff where the conditions will be a little bit tamer. But the standard of the riding and the jumping will be higher. So we expect to see some double forward loops and some much better wave riding up there.
And will that be today?
That's going to be today, yeah.
Okay. And how does it compare to the other places you've been for this challenge, Tasmania and Ireland?
Well, I say, you know, it was going to be a hard one to beat Tasmania, but I think the wave height here is actually probably as big as it has been in Tasmania back in August, which is their winter. So, yeah, it's comparable to anything we've seen anywhere in the world.
And remind us of who's in the competition and the format the competition takes.
Okay, so the four finalists, we have one guy from France, Thomas Traversa, a Brazilian guy who's currently the world champion, Marcelo Brown. We've got a German guy, Leon Jammer, who's the underdog, I would say, in this competition. And Danny Bruch from Tenerife, who sails under the German flag as well, who's currently in the top 10 in the world. So we have the top three in the top 10, three sailors in the top 10 of the world here. And the format is that we give bonus points for the highest jump we see over the weekend and for the most radical wave attack we see. They'll be given five bonus points for each of those. And then we take the five best jumps and the five best waves over the whole weekend, add the points up, and then we see who the winner is.
And what does the winner get? Just the glory, or?
The winner earns quite a bit of money. Yeah, I won't say how much, but it's quite a lot.
Okay. And great to be in Cornwall. What's it been like for the fans who've come along today to watch?
Well, I think people have come here from all over the country, you know, with the social media people. It was a decision that's made, you know, quite late on when we see the storm coming. So we track the storms, and with the use of the meteorological diagrams, we see that this storm didn't change. Every single animation of this storm was the same for the last 6 days. So we gave them the call just 96 hours before we actually run the competition. And we're here and it's been fantastic. You know, we're pretty stoked. So we're going to see if we can get some more action now.